You don't have to be cynical to note that the modern Olympic Games do not consistently live up to the noble goals of their founder. There's too much blind nationalism, commercialism, overemphasis on medal counts, and explosions of pure ego. But before we despair about the imperfections of this grand effort to promote world peace and fair play, consider the legend of how the Games began in 1776 BC. The story is that a prince named Pelops sought the hand of the daughter of a powerful king who was especially vain about his skill in chariot racing. The king challenged suitors to a race, promising that any man who beat him could marry his daughter and become heir to his kingdom. But the stakes were high. If the suitor lost, he would be beheaded, and his head would be used as decoration for the palace. Now that's a pressure our modern athletes don't face. According to the myth, Pelops secretly replaced the bronze linchpins of the king's chariot with pins made of wax. During the race, the wax melted and the king was thrown to his death. Pelops married the princess and instituted the Olympic Games to celebrate his victory. Not the example of sportsmanship envisioned in the Olympic Creed. Apparently, national pride and prestige were always part of the Games. The best athletes were heavily recruited and richly rewarded. In fact, cheating and bribery were so common that statues of athletes caught cheating were erected, at the cost of the cheater, to memorialize their shame. They were held up as a reminder and erected on the roadway leading to the stadium where the competition would be held. I wonder if we should consider doing that in Washington. This is Michael Josephson reminding you that character counts.